Hey, it's Katie Buckle. I'm going to get a cup of coffee in between calls. It's a bit chaotic today, fielding calls left, right and centre. It's stuck in a project, it's all good stuff. It's just a bit of a mind-bending project. Today, I was going to go, my son is 8 this week. And I'm in complete turmoil. I've no idea what to buy him for his birthday. I'd like to swap him for a child that likes like toy shops, please, because Charlie has asked for a electronic scoreboard which videos him while he's playing football, and I use playing in the kind of like make believe type playing football in the garden. And it will know when he's scored a goal and show a replay, and the score will automatically change. That's kind of what we have been at pains to point out, that you can't exactly buy that at Toys R Us, and that stadiums that have that sort of thing, you know, spend thousands of pounds on it. So then he's just as well, I don't really want anything then. So I have no idea what to buy him. His other suggestion, by the way, was a kind of full-size replica of the FA Cup, I think it was. So I'm at a complete loss as to what do you get an 8-year-old boy. And his party is just like, he's kind of fast-forwarded 10 years. And he wants a snooker party. He bought himself a small snooker table out of his sort of saved up pocket money and Christmas money and what have you about 6 or 7 weeks ago. So he's invited his friends round for a snooker and dance party. I'm just going to serve them beer. But the funny thing is, I said to him, shall I just serve you beer? And he looked at me completely blankly. And I suppose it's kind of reassuring that children today don't associate snooker and darts with beer in the way that my generation did, because we used to sit in front of the telly and just basically watch two men get hammered while they randomly threw small arrows at a board. So at least he doesn't have that association. So yeah, we're having a kind of pub party in the garden on Wednesday. Help!